With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A widespread swath of the country is bracing for a blast of Arctic air that will send temperatures plummeting this week and dropping even further as additional cold air moves in next week. Details from Bernie Bennett.
The air mass, which originated in Siberia, will arrive in the northern Rockies on Monday night, move into the plains on Tuesday, and spread to the East Coast by late Wednesday. A second reinforcing shot of cold air will move across the same region from Friday into Saturday before a third moves in next week. The third surge looks to be the most substantial. It is expected to bring temperatures and wind chills possibly reaching low levels not seen for several years, particularly in the Midwest and along the eastern seaboard. More than 30 states could experience sub-zero temperatures during the second week of January. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Texas will see temperatures in the 20s. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is endorsing current House Speaker Mike Johnson to remain in the role. In a Truth Social post Monday, President Trump said Speaker Mike Johnson is a good, hardworking, religious man. He said that he will do the right thing, and he said we will continue to win. His endorsement comes as the House is set to vote on a new speaker Friday, and Johnson has faced criticism from fellow Republicans. Finland finds anchor marks on the Baltic seabed following cable damage.
The S-Link 2 power cable, which transmits energy from Finland to Estonia, went down on December 25 after a rupture. It had little impact on services, but followed earlier damage to two data cables and the Nord Stream gas pipelines, both of which have been termed sabotage. Finnish police investigator Sami Pela says his team has a preliminary understanding of how the anchor mark was created there, but he stressed the question of intent will be clarified as the investigation progresses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Canada sends gender advisors to Ukraine.
And to Poland and to Haiti and everywhere the Canadian military is serving. A new government report states that in Poland, for example, quote, a task force gender advisor was involved in all aspects of this training mission and supported the local defense attaché in connecting with local and Ukrainian-based non-governmental organizations and interested parties. Critics say taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for Canada to export the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Violence against Christians in India is on the rise. The United Christian Forum is urging the Prime Minister of India to launch a formal investigation of a problem that spanned decades. According to UCF data, attacks on Christians numbered about 130 in 2014. This year, almost 750. The agency says many more probably went unreported. This is SRN News. The investigation into the cause of Sunday's plane crash in South Korea continues as officials examine the debris at the scene.
A bird strike is when a plane flies through a flock of birds and some of the birds get ingested into the engines, and they can then cause the engines to stall or indeed to flame out, to lose power. That can cause a very dangerous situation, but it doesn't normally end up in this sort of crash. So it's apparent that there are more factors involved here. Why did the plane land without deploying its landing gear? Why was it a belly landing? Why was it landing so fast?
Another 737 made an emergency landing in Norway on the same day. That plane skidded off the runway into a patch of grass. Luckily, no one was injured in that incident. The Biden administration's dumping even more money into Ukraine, announcing $2.5 billion in assistance. Biden said the U.S. will continue to work relentlessly to strengthen Ukraine while he's in office. More at SRNNews.com.